This interview highlight package is brought to you by Sowetan Live.
Yes, we are. We've been alerted to a story in Pretoria, and we were hoping to get your assistance. We've received information that there's a project at 2UT that is currently on, and that you and your group are trying to extort money from the contractor. And we are doing a story on that. We understand that there were two meetings or one meeting that you attended where you demanded money. Didn't you demand a 12,500 payment as a CLO?
My brother, we were on the boardroom, all the negotiations were not demanding. We said, if we have the CLO, this is how we can do. The contractor came back to us, we're Eric, you help us, guys, and then just give me those 10 people, and then I'll give you also the ramen. We mustn't give you the fact of the story. There's no demand, there's no what.
Did you not demand 12,500 from the contractor?
We were asking with the plea, and then they said, no, we can't have the CLO. We said, okay, then it's fine, no problem.
Didn't you demand 12,500 from the contractor?
Oh, you're putting the word on my mouth, we never demanded.
Did you not demand 12,500 from the contractor?
Right, you are putting the word on my mouth, we never demanded. We asked, can you ask? Me, my colleague, TUT Social Facilitator, was part of that meeting.
Yes.
Yeah, the mentor that I said, but guys, the project, I can't have a CEO. But he said, we were asking if ever we're going to work with us, and then this is what we're asking for.
My understanding is that the contractor agreed to hire 4 or 5 people as laborers, but you made a demand of 12,500. As the CLO or the site manager of the project?
No, my friend, they mustn't give you any information, please. I hope the way you are talking, we can show you the meeting, we call social facilitator, we call everything, because everything is on record. We even put the phone and record everything.
Yes, but didn't you have a meeting with the contractor and demanded 12,500?
No, there is no such.
Are you saying that did not happen?
There is no such. We ask, normally in the project, if you adopt the community, they ask us how you're going to work with us, and they said, if you are assisting so that the community also becomes a part of the project, we'll see how we can compensate you not to pay 12,500 as they will hire you. They said, bring your CV so that we'll hire you, and then we'll check, we'll put our things on record. Maybe after we resolve everything, they never just give that to you and give all the proper information.
So what were you going to be hired as?
We asked, they said, okay, we can hire you, but how can we try to engage with the community and ask so that a thief is the key to God? Because as we told them, we are not criminals. That is why we follow TUC process, we do everything so that we have the meeting in TUC in the boardroom. And then they ask, Eric, we don't want to see the crowd of the community to come here. You'll give them this. We give them this.
So what was going to be your role then, Eric?
No, they wanted to hire me as a chief. But I've said, right, it's like I'm looking for my opportunity alone. It's better hire community. This thing of work, like, we came here, and then when I bring my qualification for chief that we get me. I said, we said it. The main contractor, he contacted us. He said, guys, thank you. At the end, we're not supposed to do this. We've got the answer. We've got everything. No one is surprised. Everything is working there. No one will bother them because we've got the solution and no one will present anyone.
So what is the current status of your employment with the contractor? Yours, including the other people that are involved?
The current status, like how? No, they agree. They just provide copies of their ID with their number phone. They said before end of this Friday, they will start contacting the one we provided, and then everything is done, nothing else.
So you're not gaining anything financially out of that?
No, I'm not.
Nothing at all?
honestly, I'm not.
So you are telling me that you didn't make any demand for a 12,500 to be paid to you as Eric, and that you are not benefiting any cent from this project of ETUT?
I'm not benefiting any cent. Even yesterday, the engineer called me with Eric. Those people who got the trap who said they will remove the rubble. They must write us how many times they're going to charge us to remove the rubble. I said, they will come, those people, and then you facilitate. And then if you agree, you must pay them up the normal price of Rata A is no reason either. Those are the outcomes of the government meeting agreement. They are even on a proper record. They the tape record that they record on those things. That is why, if you are saying like that, I wish we can call the HLT meeting within 5 years, we call social facilitator, we call everyone, and then we will tell us that story we are talking, where does it come from?
Eric, are you a part of a construction mafia in Tshwane?
Nope.
Tell me about the Manhattan Hotel.
Manhattan Hotel, about what?
You claim that you've shut down the Manhattan Hotel because they were not cooperating.
No. The PR councillor from Tshwane who's running those projects, they selected the CEO, our dispute with him. How come he selected the CEO? The councillor is Mamburu. You take Mamburu's son, you put it inside the concept in the conflict of interest, nothing else. And then man, he said, Francis, well, we understand, we're not going to disturb you. He asked us, he said, there are people who put the qualification on working on us. We provide those things and then we leave everything, nothing else.
So you were not involved in the Manhattan shutting down?
There has never been a shutdown on the Manhattan. There is a proper engagement, my brother.
So what is happening? Are people from the community hired by the Manhattan? Is that what we are saying?
The main contractor is a Trista, no?
Mm-hmm.
Trista, you know Trista?
Yes, I'm listening.
Trista is the main contractor.
Yes. I know the company from Centurion.
We engage with them, so they understand the dynamics of the councillor hiding things just to benefit. You must remember the role of the councillor. He must, even if they can make the whole community happy, he must try not to put his family there. You understand?
So what I'm trying to understand from you, were you involved in the shutting down of the Manhattan Hotel as you claimed?
I was part, but there was never been a shutdown. The hotel is working, everything. Yesterday, they still all come. Our site, where's the community? We found the right man, engage the community. We end up telling the whole truth over the site. I've got this word. I'm hiring people. Right? Those who got documents. Here's the man who spoke the truth. The deal was done, just like that.
Okay. And then let's talk now about the other matter, the protection orders that were granted against you by the Pretoria High Court in 2020. This is in connection with the Constantia Metering Services and WBHO. What is your comment on that? Because they took you to court to stop you from harassing their employees. Okay, he dropped the phone.
For more, head on over to iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms at Sowetan Live.